Siyabonga kakhulu kwi mass choir ebesiculela.
Thank you very much to the mass choir that sang for us.
Ngomhla ka 11 December bigcwele le auditorium.
On the 11th of December this auditorium was packed.
Cwele yonke indawo kwaze kwalanda ihlalo kwezinye indawo bafaka lapha ngemuva. Cwele le auditorium.
It was full to the brim. We even had to bring chairs from outside for people to sit.
Sigubha iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa inceku kaNkulunkulu nomntwana kaNkulunkulu ubaba umfundisi uStegen esevangelini eqhuba lona leli vangeli.
We were celebrating 70 years of ministry of Reverend Stegen, propagating and bringing this gospel to people.
Asidumise umuntu. Kodwa lithi nasesambulweni kuthiwa imisebenzi yomuntu iyamlandela.
We don't praise a man, but in Revelation we read that the works of a man follow him.
Thina sinokubonga uNkulunkulu ukuba sibe nendoda efana nobaba umfundisi uStegen.
And we are thankful to the Lord to have a man like Reverend Stegen.
Kuningi akwenzela iningizimu neAfrika.
There is so much that he has done for South Africa.
Hayi South Africa yodwa. Kuningi akwenze nakwamanye amazwe.
And not just South Africa, so much that has been done in other countries as well.
Imsebenzi eminyaka
The work that he has done for many years, and you think you can wipe it away, but it is evident to all.
Engingakusho, hayi, lendoda ihlanganile nezinto ekushumayeleni kwayo ivangeli.
But what I can say is this man has met up with many things while preaching the gospel.
Kuyakhombisa ukuthi uma kulo msebenzi awukho emidlalweni, izimpi ziyakuvukela. Kokunye hayi ukuthi iqhamuke kude, zingaqhamuka nalabo abakanye nawe, baphambane nawe.
And it is evident that if you are in this work, there will be battles. And you know, the battle won't even necessarily start from those far away, but those who are right next to you.
Kodwa kukhona konke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi umsebenzi weNkosi uyaqhubeka, liyaqhubeka ivangeli, liyahamba ivangeli.
Above all, we thank the Lord that His work is continuing and that the gospel is going forth.
Lokho kuyinhloso yakho bamfundisi ukuthi lihambe ivangeli. Asifuni nakancane ukuthi sime endleleni yemgomo nalokho kwezifiso zakhe, alihambe lisabalale ivangeli.
And that is Reverend Steken's goal and vision, that the gospel might go forth, and may we not stand in his way as the gospel is proclaimed.
Njengokuba ubaba engithumile, nami ngithumela ngithuma nina.
As the Father has sent me, so send I you.
Umbeke sowuzwa ngaye ubaba umfundisi lapho ekhuluma ngokuthunywa, kungathi uNkulunkulu engaba nathi asibusise sisalalele.
The message we will hear from Reverend Steken about being sent, and may we be blessed as we listen.
UNkulunkulu abe nani.
May the Lord be with us.
UJesu wathi kuye, mina ngiyindlela neqiniso nokuphila.
Verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's bow and pray before we continue.
Siyakumema Nkosi Jesu njengokuba wasithembisa.
Lord, we invite you, as you have promised, where you said, where two or three gather in your name, there you will be in their midst.
May
your presence touch each and every one through thy word and your spirit. That the service won't be in vain.
Amen.
UJesu
uyindlela yethu neqiniso lethu nokuphila kwethu.
Jesus is the way, our way, our life, our truth.
Ayikho enye indlela esingayidala noma ingadalwa umuntu ngaphandle kwaleyo ndlela enguJesu Kristu.
This excludes, therefore, any other way which we might try and make outside of the Lord Jesus himself.
Ezizweni zonke, mhlaba wonke jikelele, ayikho enye indlela ngaphandle kwayo le.
And this holds true everywhere in the world, every nation. Only through Jesus can we come to the Father. Of course, it is also true that there are many different ways that mankind has sought to create.
Ezizweni zonke nakuzo izinkolo zonke abanye ngisho naku ekupho uKristu kukhona abanendlela yabo.
And this is true for every group of people and religion, even in Christendom, where people try and create their own way.
Noma kunjalo, yinye yaphakade emiyo enguJesu Kristu.
Even so, there is still only one way to eternal life, the Lord Jesus.
Thina ke sonke esingabafundi bakaJesu kumele ukuba sitholakale sikuleyo ndlela yenkosi yethu.
And we disciples of our Lord Jesus must be found on that way of our Lord.
Lelizwi lokuthi ngindlela neqiniso nokuphila ngithanda ukuthi ngilibhange nelinivesi.
Now, this text of I am the way, the truth, and the life, I'd like to bring together with another verse.
Njengokuba uJesu uthule iqiniso konke okuphuma emlonyeni wakhe iqiniso, uyena ukuphila, uyena indlela, ake sibukisiseke kulelizwi ngokaMathewu. Isahluko sangamashumi amabili nashiyakalombili ukuthi uJesu uthini ngendlela yakhe.
So, since Jesus is the way and all his words are the truth, let's look at what he says in Matthew chapter
28.
And let's consider what it says.
Kuyincwadi yezenzo, it's 19:19. UPawulu beshumayela eEfesu esinagogeni inyanga entathu. Emva kwenyanga entathu, abanye baphambuka bamelana bakhuluma kabi ngaleyo ndlela.
Keep in mind Acts 19, verse 19, where it says Paul had been preaching in those synagogues for 3 months, and after that time there were those who rose up against him and the way.
Endulondulo abanye bebizwa ukuthi abantu baleyo ndlela, abantu bakaJesu.
In that time, they referred to believers who believed in Jesus as the people of the way.
Ake sizweke ukuthi izwi lenkosi lithi.
Now let's hear what the word of God says.
Ngoba kuthwa ikhathi asafani.
For we live in times that are not the same.
Zijikile ikhathi sekuyisikhathi sesimodeni. Akusela lona lelo vangeli.
We live in a modern era where some say that's the gospel no longer applies.
Ake sizweke ukuthi uJesu bethi.
So let's hear what Jesus himself said.
UJesu wathi angizanga emhlabeni ukuba ngilahlise, ngilibhubhise, ngilihlulele, kodwa izwi engilikhulume kini liyonihlulela ngosuku lokwahlulela.
Keeping in mind as well when Jesus said that I've not come into this world to condemn the world, but the words that I've spoken will judge you.
NgokaMathewu ke isahluko sangamashumi amabili nashiyakalombili.
So, Matthew 28, verse 16.
Kepha abafundi abayishumi nanye bayigalile kuleyo ntaba uJesu ayebayalele yona.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them.
sebembona bakhuleka kuye kepha abanye bangabaza.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
UJesu wasondela wakhuluma kubo wathi ngiphiwe amandla onke ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
Ngalokho hambani nenza izizwe zonke abafundi nibabhaphathise egameni likaYise neleNdodana nelikaMoya oNgcwele.
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Nibafundise ukugcina konke enginiyale ngakho. Bekani, mina nginani izinsuku zonke kuze kube sekupheleni kwezwe.
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
UJesu wayalela abafundi bakhe.
Jesus is instructing his disciples.
Amadisciples akhe kusho ukuthi ngethemba ukuthi nathi singabafundi benkosi njengokuba shumayela ivangeli singabafundisi.
Trusting that we too who are here are his disciples, we are involved in ministry, we are those who bring the word to others.
UJesu wayala eyalela abayishumi nanye uJudas Iskariote bengasekho ewile esikhundleni sakhe. Ebayala ukuthi ngizobonana nani eGalile.
So Jesus had spoken to the 11 disciples. Remember that Judas was no longer with them. Had fallen from his position. Jesus said, "Go to the mountain and I'll meet you there."
Ekusho yena. Ekusho ngabesifazana babekhona. Ukuthi phuthumani niye kuleyo ntaba yaseGalile. Ngizohlangana nani khona.
He said this and he said it through some of the women, telling the disciples to go to the mountain and to meet him there.
Nangempela uma sebekuleyo ndawo eyayikhonjwa yibo uyena wazibonakalisa wazambula kubona.
And when they were at the appointed place, the Lord revealed himself to them.
Bambona.
And they saw him.
Hayi ukuthi bebeqala ukumbona.
Not that it was their first time.
Kuthi lapho bembona ezambula kubona bawa phansi mbo.
And when they saw
bamkhothamela bakhuleka kuye,
they bowed down and worshipped him.
Kodwa abanye babo bebengabaza.
However, some of them doubted.
Kuyinto ebuhlungu uma kubantu abamkhothamelayo uJesu.
It's a painful thing that those who worship Jesus bow down to him.
Kutholakala into phakathi kwabo engenhle.
That something this bad can be found in their midst.
Abanye babo abamkhothamelayo.
Some of the very people who bowed to the Lord were doubting. We could ask the question, what did they doubt about? Did they doubt that he was the one who had risen from the dead? No, certainly not. Were they doubting that it was Jesus himself or some spirit or ghost? We can say no. Because Jews wouldn't bow down to a spirit or a ghost, only to God.
manje bangabaziswa yini na?
What was their source of doubt?
Kaningi uJesu esemhlabeni ehlangana nabantu ehlangana nabafarisi noma uSimoni owamema ukuthi afike adle idili khona ekhaya lakhe.
Sometimes when Jesus was speaking to people, an example would be Simon, who he invited Jesus to his house.
UJesu bebona imicabango yabo esekude.
Jesus could take note of their thoughts from afar.
Njengokuba esendlini kaSimoni naye intombazana isenyaweni zakhe elele ngoba bebengahlale ihlalweni njengokuba sihlala ubelele ngohlangothi inyawo zingemuva etafuleni. Wathi uSimoni, kodwa lo angaba umprofeti ngempela, akazi yini ukuthi le ntombazana inhloboni, inesimilo esinjani?
Jesus, noting what Simon was thinking when he was in his home and that woman came and was at his feet, remember that he would have been in their custom, on the floor and with his legs stretched out half. Simon thought to himself, doesn't this man know what type of character this woman is made of? Jesus saw his thoughts.
What is Simon?
And said, Simon, you invited me. But since I've come, you haven't brought me any water to wash my feet. But she has not stopped wiping my feet, cleaning my feet with her tears and hair. And so he said, Simon, this is what brought it about. Simon, to the one who is forgiven much, he loves much. Who speak so much about the love that is there, but they've never actually experienced that love because they've never been convicted of their sins, had no remorse, never repented.
They've never had real godly sorrow. And then they speak about love. They don't know what they're talking about. Nonsense, leyo. Tando, tando, tando. Auna luthando. Uma ungaka khaleli zono zakho ngendlela ejulile.
That love is nonsense. If you have not experienced true remorse for your sin and truly repenting in a deep way about your sins. That woman knew she knew her condition. She was conscious of the fact that she was a sinner. But in meeting the Lord Jesus, she experienced the forgiveness of the Lord, and so she was full of love for her Lord, and there she wept, wiping his feet with her hair.
Bebem kotamela bayilahle inyaweni zakhe kodwa abanye bebengabaza.
So if it says that they worshipped him and yet some doubted, though they bowed before him, the question is, what was it that they doubted? Now, as we have considered that Jesus could read the thoughts of people so clearly, let's take then what Jesus responded with when they doubted. Perhaps they doubted what they saw. For Jesus manifested himself as the one who had all authority in heaven and on earth. Now he was revealing himself not as the one crucified on the cross, but the one to whom all authority had been given. But there were some, in bowing down to him, they held a doubt about Jesus' authority, whether he held all authority. We too who are gathered here as Christians, we believe in Jesus. But perhaps there's that nagging doubt where we say, is it possible? Is it really true? Recently, I had some visitors from India in a place where I'd preached. And some listened to their prayers. Praying for Al-Qaeda.
Lona olalela kungenzeka ngempela ukuthi labo bantu baphenduke na.
And the one who was listening thought, is it possible? Can one really pray for Al-Qaeda? Because it's impossible. They can never repent. You see what doubt does? Where we categorize people and say, well, Al-Qaeda, that's the worst and hardest group.
Maybe.
Maybe you've seen situations even in South Africa where you despair and you say, is it possible that God can intervene when it's so bad? Maybe you're doubting about the Lord's power in your own life. You are conquered by things where you struggle and it just happens again and again, and you eventually say, well, I'm going to live and die with this thing. Here in Africa,
Africa.
Some whites have said, well, can things ever come right in South Africa? Let's just emigrate. Because they say, is it possible that these people can get converted? There are some blacks who doubt that white people can truly be saved, saved to the uttermost, that even their bad temper is got rid of. It's possible that you bow down to Jesus, but there is something in your heart which does not please God. And you've got to the point that you believe that there are some impossible situations where even God can't get the victory, and God notices it. He sees it. You see the condition of the world today? Where some people wonder, where will this end? But Jesus, Jesus showed himself to his disciples as the one who has all power, and that every authority is in submission to his authority. Nothing is. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord Jesus. No people, no tribe, no government is beyond the reach of Jesus' authority. So Jesus said, all power has been given to me, therefore go into all the nations. He doesn't say, go into all the nations because I have died on the cross. He didn't give this reason and that reason, but only this, that all authority is his. Therefore, they should go. We in ministry must remember that nothing is beyond his reach. All authority is his. Whether it's your husband, or it's your wife, or your children, or your neighbor, whatever difficult situation, Jesus says, his is the authority. Therefore, go and teach them. But he didn't say, go and teach them that they would have some knowledge or head knowledge. Go and teach them to keep. He doesn't say teach them to observe this rule and that rule, perhaps which not even you are keeping, but he says to keep, to observe. Great is
our.
Great is our commission, we who are in ministry. Woe if the Lord Jesus comes and we are not found fulfilling our commission. Great is the ministry of preaching. Don't exclude yourself and say, well, I'm just the preacher's wife. You too are commissioned. You have a duty to teach. Also to your children, other people's children. You are the one to teach them to keep. There's a great difference between teaching people to know about something and the ability to actually keep. Jesus has not commissioned us to go and open schools, just schools, and to teach children. But rather to teach them that which he has taught us. If we're not successful in that, then we are failing to fulfill the commission that he has commissioned us with. How many have you been able to teach in a way that they are able to keep what the Lord has said? Not just it's wrong to commit adultery, but they actually then live that life of being pure.
We're
not taught or called to teach regulations or to teach our children it's wrong to take drugs, but rather that it's so effective that they actually live that life. The life of Jesus, the power of Jesus is sufficient. To enable us to teach people that they would keep.
Jesus
ukuba zigcine lokho oyalwa yibona inkosi yethu.
Jesus didn't in the first instance say, go to China, go to India, but he said, start in Jerusalem. Start right at home. That's the place where you should be teaching. Then your neighbors. And then it goes further and further to all the nations of the world. Including the nations whose language you do not speak, but you are empowered to teach them too.
UJesu washo kubafundi bakhe, abanye bangabaza. Kungenzeka ngempela ingane yami enekhanda elinje, umuntu ohlasa kangaka, umuntu omelene neqiniso ngalendlela, akukho okumehlulayo.
You might say, but my child is just impossible, or that person is too hardened. No, his power is so powerful that nothing is beyond his power. We who are preachers of the gospel must be found in that power of the Lord Jesus. Think of it, if we here would be empowered with this authority, what effect it would have on the whole world. I think of John Wesley,
who said, give me 100 men who fear nothing but sin.
Wathi ngiphe amadoda ayikhulu angasabi lutho kodwa basabi sono.
And desire nothing but God.
Abangafuni lutho ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
And they alone will shake the gates of hell.
Laba bantu bazonyakazisa amasango wesihoko.
Set up the kingdom of heaven.
Bazowakha umbuso wasezulwini emhlabeni.
Just 100 people, that's what that man said.
Abayikhulu nje.
Who shook England? And he says, just give me 100. And just imagine if we were 1,000 people here from about 30 different nations.
If we would be in his strength. And walk in his authority. Wouldn't Satan tremble and realize his end is near? But I ask you, can Jesus reveal his power through you? Or is there something in your life, you mother, father, whoever you are, something that hinders the working of the Lord in you? Don't say, well, I don't know, I'm still a child. God can manifest his power even through a child. I read something these days.
It
was written in a book about leadership.
Page 55.
Ikasa Liga 55.
Ay, Mina.
And
I felt like I just couldn't believe this.
Doesn't sound like the truth to me.
Kube sengathi akusilona iqiniso kimina.
But it makes you think.
Kodwa nokho kuyacabangisa.
19 out of every 20 who become Christians do so before they reach the age of 24.
About 19 kumakholwa angamashumi amabili azophenduka bengakafiki ku 24.
Emva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili nesihlanu.
After 25,
munye nje enkulungwane ezishumi ophendukayo.
It's only 1 in 10,000 that will find the Lord.
Emva ko 35.
After the age of 35.
Oyedwa nje enkulungwaneni zangamashumi amane.
Only 1 in 40,000.
Emva ko 45.
After 45,
kube oyedwa nje ku 200,000.
Only 1 in 200,000.
Bese kuyaqhubeka qhubeke uma sokufike ku 60 ku 70 uzothi ayi mina ngithi kwangathi ngaba kwangathi kungaba manga lawa.
And the statistics just get worse. And when I read it, I thought, well, I wish this was just lies.
Akenibheka abasha namhlanje balaphi. Kanti isona sizwe esidinga lona ivangeli.
Look at how young people are, and yet they are the nation that needs the gospel.
Kodwa uJesu kehluleki noma umuntu angaba neminyaka eyikhulu uyakwazi ukufinyelela khona.
But Jesus never fails. His power is not beyond the reach of even a 100-year-old person.
Kodwa ukuthi umhlaba wonke ugcwele abahedeni.
The earth is full of heathen.
Abantu abangamazi uNkulunkulu.
People who don't know God, countless people who are just not even thought of.
Kodwa uJesu uthi wena yana kubona ubafundise ukugcina konke engikuyale kona.
But Jesus commissions and says, go to them and teach them to teach all that I taught you.
Kukhona umuntu obebizwa ngokuthi George.
A certain person called George wrote a book.
Why said he?
And said,
on 1968.
A man called Courier. Who had been sentenced because of murder. When he was in jail, it was said that a sentence could be terminated. He could go out and be under bail conditions or parole.
Wasebenza kwelinye iplazi.
Work on a farm where he worked.
Bekulukhuni khona.
It was a very difficult place.
Ube isigqila khona.
Was enslaved there.
Lingekho ithemba lakusasa.
No hope for tomorrow.
Emva kwalokho umniniyo wafa.
And then the owner died.
Kwaphuma umthetho ukuthi ukhurie lo angadedelwa akhululeke aye ekhaya.
And then there was legislation that this Mr. Courier could be released from
emva kweminyaka eyishumi.
After 10 years,
kwavela umuntu.
A person came up.
Wezwa ukuthi ukhurie usekuyiminyaka eyishumi esebugqileni kanti ukhululekile ukhululiwe.
A person heard that Courier had been released, although he was actually on a murder charge.
Bebembhalela incwadi.
They wrote a letter to him.
Kodwa leyo ncwadi ayikaze ifike kuye.
But as that letter never arrived, and so he continued in his slavery.
Umnini wale ncwadi unombuzo. Isibongo sakhe Sweeting.
And the one who wrote the letter, Sweeting was his name, asked a question.
Uma wena usemzimeni bese ke uthola incwadi esemqoka ukuthi ukhululekile.
If you're in a very difficult situation and then you receive an important letter saying you have been released,
uthole indaba eyisimanga esemqoka kunezindaba zonke ezikhona emhlabeni.
It would be the most important message you've ever received in your life.
Kodwa leyo ndaba ayifiki kuwe.
But that letter never arrived.
Kodwa yafinyelela kulo muntu wakhululeka engazi ukuthi ngikhululiwe.
This person was released not knowing that he had been freed.
Ukhona abantu abayizigidigidi emhlabeni abasemzimeni baqonda khona esihogweni basegqileni kodwa akekho umuntu obalethela incwadi ukuthi bangakhululeka ngoJesu Kristu ngamandla akhe.
There are countless millions heading to hell, enslaved, but the letter has never arrived. The message of freedom through Jesus Christ they've never received.
Now here's a story that happened in India.
India, ngaselwandle.
And close to the coast.
Lapho kukhona umfula omkhulu wamandiya bethi iGanges umfula ongcwele.
Close to the so-called holy waters of the Ganges River.
Wabona intombazana ingena lapha ngaselwandle emfuleni amanzi ashaya edolweni azashayela. Kanti lo muntu unengane encane enenyanga eziyisithupha.
She saw then a girl carrying a baby walking into the river, first ankle deep, and then deeper and deeper. The baby was fast asleep. It was 6 months old.
Amanzi azabe afike ingane ibilele eyigonile yayisishaywa amanzi.
Till the water was gently lapping at the sleeping baby's feet.
Wayibuka, wayibuka le ntombazane ukuthi kazi yenzani lapho.
She stood observing this, wondering what she was doing.
Khona ngokuphazima ngokwethuka wabona isithatha ingane iphose phakathi emfuleni.
Then in one quick movement, she threw the six-month-old baby to his watery death. In that water which goes to the coast, to the sea. Then she got out the river, knelt on the river shore and wept bitterly, beating her breast.
Wafika lo missionary waguqa eduza kwakhe wathi ntombi ukhaliswa yini.
The missionary
khuliswa yini inhliziyo yakho.
Got close to her, knelt next to her and said, "What is it, girl, that troubles you so much?"
Wathi mfundisi, nginenkinga enkulu kakhulu ekhaya.
She said, "Preacher, I have terrible problems at home.
Nezono zami ziyangisinda emahlombe nasenhlizweni yami.
My sins are so heavy upon my shoulders and heart."
Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngizothatha okuphambili kimi. Ingane yami eneyinyanga eziyisithupha ngiphose kulomfula ongcwele waseGanges.
And so I thought I would take that which was most precious to me, this little baby, and throw it out into the river as penance.
O missionary lo wakhunyelwa inhliziyo naye.
The missionary's heart broke.
Wezwa ubuhlungu.
Felt the pain of it.
Lapho ekhala, ekhaliswa ukufa kwengane yakhe.
As this girl wept bitterly about the death of her baby.
Lapho ikhala, umfundisi wathi, Ntombi, ake ngikutshela indaba emnandi ngoJesu. UJesu uyakuthanda, wakufela onqamlezweni.
And as she wept, this missionary said, I want to tell you something good. Jesus does love you. He died for you on the cross. He is the one who can forgive your sins. He can solve your problems at home. She looked at him. And said, I've never heard that before. And then she spoke through her tears.
Why couldn't you have come 30 minutes earlier?
Awuzange ufike ngaphambili kwaba ma minute awu 30.
If you would have come earlier, my child wouldn't have died.
Uma nxa ubusufikile, ingane yami ibizongeke ife.
Unyaka nonyaka abayizigidi bayafa baqonda esihogweni bethwele umthwalo wezono bese inkingeni kodwa akekho umuntu obasizayo.
People have severe problems, weighed down because of sin, headed for hell, but nobody's there to help them.
The missionary came, but he came too late.
Wafika.
What about those countless of millions, billions of people that are dying?
Wafika.
Going to an eternal damnation. Lapho umlilo ungacimi.
They
were.
There is eternal fire never to be quenched, but they never had somebody to tell them about the Lord Jesus. Wouldn't that make us guilty before God? If we have no concern for those who are dying and being destroyed, we don't tell them the truth, and we are not found, in the authority of God, where we can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you work in your power. I'm sad. I've hardly said anything, and the time has flown by.
But
I say to you, preacher, whatever type, if people are being destroyed, and you are not helping them, how will you stand before God? You might say, but I don't have the money to travel all the way to India. Jesus didn't say you've got to go there. He said, start there where you are. Have you surrendered yourself utterly to the Lord, saying, Lord Jesus, take me, I'm yours, work through me with your power? A certain preacher who went from Scotland to India to preach
Diff.
Uma esegugile lendiya uphila kalukhuni.
When he was old, he had lived a very difficult life.
Kwadingeka ukuthi aphindele emuva eScotland ukuze alashwe.
He was so seriously diseased that he had to return to Scotland to be helped medically.
Uma esebuyele ekhaya, isonto lakubo, iPresbyterian, lamtshela ukuthi akhulume emhlanganweni wabo.
When he got home, his Presbyterian church, his missionary sending church, said, "We'd like you to share with us how it is."
Terug in Scotland het die Presbyteriaanse kerk hom gevra.
Basebamcela lo mfundisi
om 'n konferensie van hulle toe te spreek.
Ukuze akhulume 'n konferensie in yabo.
Lapho eseqeda ukushumayela.
After he had preached,
wathi zihlobo zam,
he said, "My friends, here is the world going into destruction. Surrender completely to the Lord, saying, 'Lord, take my life, even my body, and be totally surrendered to the Lord.'" Not one stirred, young and old.
Kodwa lapho ekhuluma ethi madoda akekho othanda ukuyinikela kuJesu mnini mandlonke ukuthi asebenze ngaye emhlabeni.
But as he spoke and said, "Now don't you want to give yourself to the Lord Jesus that the Lord's power would work through you?"
Bambona.
They saw him faint and fall. There was a doctor in the congregation. He rushed to his aid.
No moderator.
And the
moderator.
And the moderator came to his side as well. They laid him down. When the doctor inspected him, he said, "It seems like he's had a stroke." After some time, he regained consciousness. And said, "Doctor,
now a moderator,
and you moderator,
ngilaphi?
Where am I?"
"What how ubushumayela e pulpit wawusuquleka."
They said, "You were preaching in the pulpit and then you fainted and fell."
"What ake ningisize ningthathe ningbuyisele khona e pulpit."
He said, "Please take me and return me to the pulpit." The doctor said, "Certainly not. Don't even try and move."
"I
ask you, return me to the pulpit." The doctor said, "It's too dangerous." He said, "Even if it's dangerous, take me back." So the doctor and the moderator then helped him on either side of him and brought him back to the pulpit. And he said, "Brothers and sisters,
Queen Victoria,
in times gone by when Queen Victoria was still on the throne,
There was a war in India.
Ukhwini Ndlovukazi yaseNgilandi yakhuluma nesizwe samaNgisi ukuthi ubani othanda ukuyinikela avolunteer ukuba isosha aye eNdiya.
And the Queen then spoke to the English nation and said, since war has broken out there, who of you Englishmen are willing to volunteer? Volunteer to go for the Queen's sake to England. And many, many enrolled. And they were above what they had needed. And then she spoke, or he spoke.
Queen Victoria.
Then he said, when Queen Victoria requested of her nation, volunteers to fight for Britain in India, many, many said yes. But if Jesus, the Lord Jesus, seeks volunteers, calling people saying, go to all the nations, is there not one who volunteers? Not one who surrenders to the Lord to do the work Jesus has commissioned him
to do?
Even though Jesus has commanded, go to all the nations, is there no one among you older people and younger people? Dr. Diff wept and said, I'm disappointed that Jesus means nothing to you. And I ask you to take me, send me back to India. Send me back to the Ganges. There where it's so hot. And as I've now had the stroke, you can lie me there next to the river. Because that's where so many of the Indians come to seek purification. They think they can be cleansed by the waters. He said, just send me back. I want to just speak to those who come to the Ganges to be cleansed and tell them about the Lord Jesus, He who loves them, He who can forgive their sins. Then God touched people. Almost 300 people got up. And said, we surrender fully to the Lord that He would send us where He wishes. And he said, of those 300, they were heroes of the Lord. Many of those 300 became heroes of God because they had heard the message, yes? Sorry?
300.
But 30. and out of them heroes of God that arose. Who is prepared to hear this commission of the Lord? He who says, all authority is given to me. That's the way of Jesus. That's his truth. That's his life. If you're not busy doing this, you're not alive. Shall we bow and pray? Lord Jesus, you who are Lord of Lords, you left heaven to come to this earth, became the Son of Man, died for us on the cross, rose from the dead, and you have been given all power in heaven and on earth. Lord, for that reason, you send us out to go out into all the world, to make disciples, to teach them all that you've taught us. Help us, Lord, not just to be hearers, but to be doers.
Amen.
Amen.